Alright. There may be some stuff. There may be some things.
In Father Teresa's wine cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
That's a fact-based fact. People being total ass howls. Alright, and it's WineCellarMedia.com. Father Teresa's Wine Cellar now. The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media, Phoenix Kaliter, and William J. Black Ass Motherfucker, a.k.a. Darkskin Nicholsworth. You can follow Phoenix Kaliter, the Uppity Negress, on the Twitters. Uppity Negress, at Uppity Negress. Two P's, two T's, two S's, at Uppity Negress. She doesn't know her place. She's a colored.
I do not.
Negro woman.
I don't pick cop neither.
That is a very old episode of the program. Mm-hmm.
Remember that? It was, what was it, Uppity Negroes with No Cotton to Pick?
Yes.
Yes.
Who knows what the fuck we even talked about? Maybe news and comment. I don't fucking know.
Probably news and comment.
This shit's going to be quick. It's going to be fast. Maybe like 45 minutes on a microphone. I'm not even doing a little share around with the program. To page, to group, to group. If you don't have your WineCellarMedia.com notifications up, you don't get a goddamn of nothing. You can go fuck yourself. All right? But podcast subscribers with the audio, you're going to get that there, all right?
Yes.
All right. Now, quick and fast. What the hell's going on here?
Quick and fast. What is going on is all the bullshit, really. Trump, in the, tradition of GOP benevolence, is requiring an executive order that will reduce poverty in America by promoting opportunity and economic mobility. Which actually means that y'all niggas can't get food stamps unless you work. Because that's promoting opportunity and economic mobility by making people starve. Welcome to the GOP.
He's just trying to get Monica Lewinsky to like him. Because he's being Donald Clinton right now. Remember 1996, folks? All right, there you have it. News and comment.
Continuing in that vein, Ben Carson, one of the lost ones in the sunken place, has a new HUD proposal that would raise rent for millions of people in public housing. So people who already live below the poverty line would now have to pay 35% of their current income up from the, would have to pay 35% in the future, as opposed to the current 30% they pay now. The plan would also eliminate deductions and lower rent. Thank God that we are going for those fat cats at the bottom, because I really thought that giving those billionaires and trillionaires tax cuts was going to break us.
You said fat cats at the bottom?
I said fat cats at the bottom.
Jimmy Dore is going to fucking kill us. Or will he?
I think we could just like bribe him with a beer, right?
He probably likes beer.
Southside Irish?
No, Jimmy Dore reefer. Reefer.
Fine. Yeah. I'll do that too.
He is definitely a doobie brother.
I'll just come find me at Humboldt Park, Jimmy.
Now forget, Jimmy Dore is the guy who spit in Alex Jones' face on camera.
That's a beautiful moment right there. What else do we have? I'm trying to get to, I have a story I really, really want to get into, so I'm trying to get to like all the other bullshit first.
Damn, it's bullshit. It's always bullshit. Check the decibels.
Yes.
Dadgum auto decibel changer fire. Wait a second. Them shits look weird.
Uh-oh.
Our decibels look weird. All right. I turned them back up. They looked weird because they were down.
Oh, okay. This is just something to keep an eye out for. California has an AB2943 and AB2119. They are bills that will outlaw people helping... Bill that outlaws helping anyone unwanted with same-sex desires or gender confusion. Basically, what the bills are going to do is prevent people from using the Bible conversion therapy. What's the matter?
Said this static sounds like something's rubbing the microphone.
Uh-oh.
That's all right, no bueno. there's gonna be a cutout. I'm gonna hit pause in the podcast audio recording, and there's gonna be an audio clip out.
Counseling services or anything else that helps someone overcome unwanted same sexual attraction or gender identity confusion. As a result, it could be a violation if a pastor encourages a congregant to visit the church bookstore and purchase books that help people address sexual issues, perhaps including the Bible itself.
And for the folks listening to the podcast audio archive, there was a cut there. And in that cut, what you missed was we just established that it's making it illegal for these Christian assholes in California to be obnoxious and bother gay folks, trans folks, you know, the LGBT homies, them niggas. You know how it is.
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, what is this? I gotta make sure I remember this shit, because it's a lot of fucking letters. LGBTQIA, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBTQ, queer, intersex. Remember, intersex is folks that are born and they got a penicular and a vaginical. All right, so like that's intersex, and like a very particular way that those folks are oppressed. A very old joint that I covered in the wine cellar, man. I think I may have covered this in like mid 2013 or so. Was a story out of I think it was one of the Caroliners, and child was about 8 years old and was identifying and behaving as what would be typically considered a boy,
mm-hmm.
but when born was intersex and they cut off the penicular.
Yeah, that's messed up. That's seriously messed up.
Yeah. So that's what's going on.
And let's see. They have their list of talking points, too. Do you want to hear their talking points?
Fuck yeah.
Main point, people should have the freedom to pursue what brings true happiness and joy. Apparently, hitting people with Bibles brings true happiness and joy.
The sentence ends at joy?
Yes.
So it doesn't say to whom?
Correct.
To whom?
For the church and people of faith, at the heart of many religions is the idea that people can change and find true joy in embracing and living out their faith. The government should protect the right of individuals to practice their faith.
What if I have faith in butt punching?
It's not gay.
That's right. It ain't gay, man. It's just farmhanding. I think we established that already.
We did. So basically, they want the right of their faith to go harass other people. And then for counselors, many people find joy in living consistent with their beliefs regarding sexuality and gender. This is all we should have the right to make people forcibly convert, is really what the fuck it is.
Jesus yes, Christ.
It's fun.
Rights are for whites.
Rights are for whites. So, yeah, if you see that, Bill, what the fuck, man?
Live video has ended. Oh, fuck it. Podcast audio's still going.
Oh, Jesus.
Facebook Live done gone and it disappeared on us.
Ugh. Well, maybe the audio was shitty because Facebook Live wasn't working.
Or it may have been the music. They may have said, you don't own that.
Aw, that's booty. I even put on makeup. Ugh. Okay.
Man, picking it back up.
So that's what's going on with the California bill. So if you see conservative Christians freaking out about it, feel free to point and laugh. Highly encourage it. Let's see. We also have Louisiana.
Fucking Christ.
You know it's going to be good when it's from Louisiana. Louisiana GOP pushes back over anti-bestiality bill over fears it could undo sodomy ban.
Well, stop sodomizing beasts. What is happening?
Louisiana state Republicans are pushing back against a measure in the Baton Rouge legislature to toughen bestiality laws. They're pushing back over an attempt to toughen bestiality laws over fears it could lead to a repeal of the state's unconstitutional ban on sodomy.
Well, whoever the journalist is, they should think about what terms they're
push
using.
Back, you say?
Yeah, pushing back.
I think that's intentional.
Oh, shit. What's the outlet?
This is from The Hill.
Oh, that might be, yeah, maybe. Mm-hmm. And for the folks with a broken up, now we have two Facebook Live right. videos for this, but if you go on your favorite podcast application, search for The Black Podcast with Wine Soda Media, you get the whole thing in one strike.
Yes. So the measure would, the measure would separate bestiality laws from the sodomy ban in the state's crime against nature statute, leading some conservatives to view the law as an attempt to undermine the anti-sodomy measure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Where are they fucking getting it? Do they have any particular individuals?
It just says 10 GOP lawmakers voted against the bill earlier this month.
Damn, they know I like when they name names.
Ooh, Senator Ryan Gaddy has opposed the bill. He says this bill was written because the far left wants to undermine our other laws that protect family and traditional values that the people of Louisiana hold dear.
The far left isn't even in office. The far left has no fucking voice. Like, the far left is like what? The socialist homie from India up in Seattle?
Yeah.
Like that. That's about it for far left that actually has political power.
That was our concern, and that it will most likely be used as a Trojan horse to delete the sodomy law. The Supreme Court, by the way, struck down anti-sodomy laws in 2003, ruling that the bans were in violation of the 14th Amendment, but Louisiana kept the law on its books. Other lawmakers and advocates of the measure were shocked by opposition to the bill, which expands the state's current forward bestiality law with requirements for mental evaluations as well as punishments for trafficking. Uh-huh. Yeah, so that's going on. Apparently, you can't get rid of the bestiality laws in Louisiana. Makes me not want to visit. What the fuck else is the GOP doing, you ask? Well, in Missouri, the Senate panel considers a resolution declaring porn a public health threat. And if you have been following sex workers on social media, you would have known that this was coming.
Porn is a public health threat.
It is a public health threat. Like, that's why you watch it at home, alone.
People aren't getting their pornunization.
Their pornunization?
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. It's all about herd immunity.
Well, yeah. That's why you do it alone.
Fuck Christ.
What?
Fucking porn is a porn is a public health threat.
Yes, yes. Which, in all seriousness, this is something sex workers have been saying for quite some time, because there was the ramp up with the moral panic around the trafficking, and then we're like, they're going to pass trafficking laws that are going to hurt sex workers, and they're going to try to push those laws over into porn. People have been saying that for a very long time, and Sesta Fosta passed, what, like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago? And here the fuck we are. Porn is a public health threat. Not that we told you so, but we told you so.
And who's it gonna... It's gonna hit small-time pornographers. Yeah. It's not gonna hit,
Stormy Daniels?
Yeah. The one who, apparently Chuck Schumer is a big fan of.
Hmm.
Like, Jesus Christ, his Storm Daniel fucking, collection must run deep. Like, he has more Storm Daniel than I have Brother Lynch CDs.
Damn.
I got some Brother Lynch CDs, Fatherbucker.
Well, in all fairness, porn performers do usually quite a few films during the course of a career.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of work. A lot body of work.
And like, and I'm that kind of nerd. I read the interviews where they literally talk about how, like, they're annoyed when they clock on and they're like, fuck, I gotta work with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I was reading a Lexington Steel one, and he was like, work with this fucking lazy guy. We're trying to do a DP, and he never wants to get on the bottom. Fuck that. You can't be on the top all the time. Sometimes you gotta fucking penetrate the anus. Fuck you, buddy. Like, like, they literally have a job.
Yeah, it's work. Like, sex work is work, nigga. And Jessica Drake has a new film coming out, by the way.
Who's that nigga?
Jessica Drake is the one who paid for my flight to go to CatalystCon last year.
Word.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, buy Jessica Drake's films. also a very hard worker.
I respect that.
Yeah, she has a very, very solid work ethic. I've seen her work.
She can come be a machine operator in the factory. Maybe she's already a machine operator. She I don't know.
She's kind of a machine operator. As these things tend to go in pornography.
God damn, is this wine cellar after dark?
What? I don't know. And this is why pornography is a public threat. Once you start talking about it, all of a sudden.
Oh, you're laughing and having fun. Ooh, whoa, shit.
Can't have that.
No, you can only laugh and have fun when you're laughing at folks that are marginalized.
Yes.
Jeff Dunham.
Whoo. So, they want to declare pornography a public health threat. The GOP-backed resolution declares pornography, quote, perpetuates a sexually toxic environment. What the fuck does that mean?
Have they heard of Me Too? That's a sexually toxic environment. Nigga, let me tell you something. Patriarchy is a sexually toxic environment. The workplace in general for femmes and women is a sexually toxic environment. All right. Cis or trans woman. Whoo, whoo. Don't leave out the trans women, homies. Keep them niggas in. Keep those homies in, because walking down the street is a sexually toxic. Ask Islam Nettles.
Mm.
Well, ask Islam Nettles 6 years ago. That's when she was alive. Before a nigga saw her, catcalled her. His homeboy said, oh, whoop, 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 trans, and then he ran up and beat her to death.
Mm-hmm.
Murder to death. All right, that's a sexually toxic environment. What's cracking?
Okay, but have you considered... Oh, by the way, Tally, we see you. Actually, Facebook shut itself off. We didn't do that. It was just, you know, being Facebook.
Every time you say actually, you should precede it with a well. It makes it funny.
Well, actually... Where do men get their water from? Well, actually.
Then contaminate it. Solve a lot of problems.
Shit. Okay, so you say that patriarchy creates a toxic environment. But have you considered, William, that pornography can contribute to emotional and medical illnesses?
That's what happened to me. You see how often I'm in the hospital and at the therapist? I'm at the therapist and the psychologist, nigga. I need all that shit.
Have you considered that pornography can shape deviant sexual arousal?
You know how that goes with me. Fucking man, drop a dish, falls on the ground, breaks, massive boner. Ridiculous, just ridiculous bonage. Bigger than it's supposed to be.
Have you considered...
What?
...that porn can negatively affect the family unit?
Yeah, that happens. The family, it just totally fucking breaks down.
It does. Actually, I don't know if nobody ever got divorced until porn came on the scene. I don't know if you knew that.
That's right. That's why fucking, what was it, 1999? When Ireland... made divorce legal?
Yes.
Yeah, that was because pornography on the internet.
Pornography was happening,
fucking
yeah.
Broke down the family to the point of where it affected law.
Pornographers, man.
Why do I know that?
Because you're a news nerd. GOP State Senator Ed Emery, who authored the resolution, also suggests that pornography may have played a role in the scandal surrounding Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, Republican. Greitens is refusing to resign over allegations he blackmailed a woman after coercing her to have sex with him.
On camera?
Maybe.
So, what was it, pornography or not?
No. Pornography made him a bad person. That he did that to this woman.
Oh.
Because you watch too much porn.
Because you know how when you turn on pornography, it's basically just Adolf Hitler doing one of his speeches. That's what pornography actually is.
That is what pornography is. Everybody knows that. That's why German porn is the most popular. Everyone knows that.
That's why what we do right here is leftist porn. You see us getting it on. The show opener is foreplay. The trigger warning.
It's exhaustive foreplay.
The trigger warning is just put in the tip.
That's why the trigger warning is exhaustive. We have to make sure you're done by the time we're done.
And the Patreon and PayPal, well, that's called a climax.
It's a tip. Tip your local sex workers.
Okay, so it's like an essay. You start with a tip, you end with a tip.
Yes.
I respect that.
Yes. So Emery says, in my opinion, he's speaking about Greetins, by the way. In my opinion, what is unveiled by a personal moral failure may be a reflection of a disturbing and invasive social evil that the proliferation of pornography and modern culture's ambivalence toward it. Far too often, such behavior grows out of exposure to pornography. Where is the outcry against the evil against pornography?
I bet Joanne Reed thinks gay porn does this.
I bet Joanne Reed, a Joidian slip, right? Is it? That's the real Joidian slip.
Big Joidian slip with lube. But she thinks that because that's why so many Bernie bros like Bernie Sanders.
Because they're gay?
Because gay pornography made them like him.
Mm.
You see? So it was actually sexual. They were like, oh, we got to touch that old flappy skin. We got to... they were like, yo, only...
Yes.
98.5% of the penis is only in 1.1% of Bernie Sanders' armpit. It's not fed to the middle ass.
Is that the Bernie porn that's going down?
Yep. Bernie really? Sanders should do porn. What?
I'm good. I'm good.
You're not feeling it?
No.
Okay, what if it's hetero? I know you... Okay, you prefer that. Bernie Sanders and Amy Goodman rocking out?
No.
Having a good
time? No.
It's for environmentalism.
No.
Ah, Jesus Christ. Okay, so you just prefer the fucking, I don't know. I was going to say Trans-Pacific Pipeline.
It is a pipeline.
God damn it.
It might even have an oil spill or two.
Double entendre.
Double entendre. What the fuck is wrong with us? All right. Florida man.
Oh, shit.
Who is a county commissioner has been arrested for housing, feeding, and paying for a sex worker and her pimp to live with him.
What the hell? And I'm not a supporter of pimps. Uh-huh. But I must point out that is an incompetent pimp. What are you doing?
All right, the Florida man story of the week. This is on bustedcoverage.com. They editorialized it a little bit.
But the
way that they did it made the story make more sense in less time than other news outlets, so here the fuck we are. Here it is, the Florida man story of the week. This one is a little hard to follow, so hang in. Florida man, county commissioner, is accused of paying for sex with a woman who was living at his house along with her husband. The county commissioner allowed the married couple to live with him and gave them food. Worst pimp ever.
With her husband, in the context of pornography, isn't that called cuckold?
Does it count as that if you're paying her? It sounds more like pimping mediocrely.
Mediocrely?
Yes.
Well, I mean, you're kind of paying a cashier for your burger at the McDonald's, but... the CEOs are getting the most profit, so they're pimping them too. America is fucking pimp style as hell. McMurica is a too short album. Let it see known.
So, the charges followed an alleged domestic dispute between Kendall Surrett, 33, and Valerie Surrett, 30, who were living at Nicholson's home in Spring Hill. Kendall Surrett told deputies that Nicholson had housed and fed the couple for 6 months in exchange for Nicholson to have sex with his wife on Tuesdays and Saturdays.
Why such a tight schedule?
According to court records, Nicholson paid the Surretts $100 every Tuesday and $200 every Saturday.
Oh, that's not fair prices.
That's not fair pricing. The free market did not speak on that one.
I'll train them. I'm a certified trainer at my job. I'll train them to come work here.
Kendall Surrett also told deputies Nicholson allowed his wife to have sex. So the bad pimp said the guy that they were living with allowed the pimp's wife to have sex with other clients on a mattress in the garage or a car in the driveway. Nicholson said he met Valerie Surratt at the gentleman's club called Icon, where she was a stripper, but denies having sex with her. She just keeps me company. I'm a nice guy, and she took advantage of me.
He said, I'm a nice guy.
Woo. This all heated up in February when cops ended up at the county commissioner's house for a domestic dispute between Kendall and Valerie. The county commissioner... Yeah. Okay, I don't like the way that they editorialized that statement. Anyway, so he's being charged with trafficking, the husband is being charged with domestic violence, and the wife is being charged with prostitution.
What the fuck is happening? Where was this?
Florida. Of course.
Where's the fucking surprise?
Yeah, I mean, well, where else would that happen?
You know, we keep acting like it's just Florida. Everything is happening everywhere. Florida's just a little...
more bold about it?
Yeah. But, like, everything is fucked up everywhere. Like, something's... all, like, when I just look at people, I'm just like, what's your deal?
And this is in Brooksville. I don't know where Brooksville is.
Like, here's your takeaway line, man. Here's your takeaway line.
Okay.
It meme this. Society is the primary cause of introverts.
Hmm. That's good. I like that.
It's your... I was going to say introvertism, but I don't know if we could ism that.
We can ism anything we want.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
It's the wine cellar.
It's the wine... Fuck it. Then introvertism.
Introvertism. Ohio teen fatally shoots 11-year-old brother in premeditated murder. Parents were responsible gun owners who did not lock up their guns.
The fuck?
13-year-old shot his 11-year-old brother.
All right. They have beef?
Apparently.
Podcast beef? No. Nope. That's not funny. What happened?
No, they don't specify. They just said it was premeditated.
I think they need to say why.
They don't say why.
What is this?
This is NBC Connecticut.
NBC, get your shit together.
Yeah, 13-year-old boy fatally shot his 11-year-old brother in a suburban Cleveland home in what police are describing as a apparent, quote, premeditated act.
White on white crime?
They haven't released any names, but based on the fact that they seem to be not giving a lot of details, makes me suspect.
That they're white.
I have my suspicions.
See, and that's what I wanted. That's something I wanted to riff about that I might title the episode for, because that's the misandry right there. Like, there is a big problem with misandry. Like, if you think about it, there is a big problem with misandry. Like high school boys, basketball, football teams, baseball teams,
mm-hmm.
they hate the other boys' team,
mm-hmm.
right? Fellers that play like football, baseball, basketball, National League, you like your team of men, but you hate the other team of men. And the men hate those men when they come on.
Right.
LeBron James switched teams, you hate that man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like white men hate all other men, mostly because of their fucking benevolent sexism on white women. So men hating men is the actual misandry. Yeah. That's who hates men.
Well, I mean, it's that shit. Patriarchy hurts everyone. So, like, you know, MRAs love that fucking dolly. Well, but, like, you know, the majority of suicides are men, and the majority of murder victims are men, and the majority of people in prison are men. I'm like, yeah, it's men in prison for killing other men. It's men being the highest rate of suicide because they got, you know, hurt by other men. It's men being the murder victims because they got killed by other men.
And men committing suicide. That misandry was so powerful, he killed himself. Nigga hated himself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what people are expecting. It's like, we have all these, you know, men can't cry, they can't talk about their feelings. Nobody, regardless of gender, is allowed to, like, go to therapy and get, you know, medication. So the natural conclusion is I just can't do it anymore because I'm not allowed to do it at all. Yeah.
Men, stop hating each other. Hell, men talk about men hating them. When men talk about haters, they're talking about other men. Because mm-hmm. men hate men. All this man-on-man hate, man-on-man crime, That's the actual misandry. Figure it out.
But it's women's fault somehow. Well, so I've been told.
Well, yeah, you got boobies.
Mm-hmm.
And stuff.
And stuff.
See? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There you have it.
Ah! Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know. Everything under patriarchy is horrible. We can't cry. We can't have feelings. We have to be, like, aggressive and violent all the time. Okay, you can always end patriarchy. No! Then women will have rights and stuff. And black people will get to do things.
Rights, like, and stuff. Like, they'll fucking have fucking water guns and big wheels and tire swings.
Or maybe they'll just be better at your job than you.
I have something to do that already. They do it already. Like, I mean, think about how much, like, more successful of an imperialist, capitalist, and racist Hillary Clinton has been than Lindsey Graham.
That's true.
See what I'm saying?
Mm.
White women That's do true. It better than white men.
Sometimes.
White men are so much better at fucking racism, capitalism, patriarchy, imperialism than white men.
Huh. All right. Let's see. What else do I have here? Oh, Midlothian, Virginia. Liberty Gratz has been working at the Publix on Hull Street Road since it opened last fall. Out of all the shifts she has completed, she said what happened to her Sunday afternoon is burned into her memory. All of a sudden, I felt some woman hit me in the back, Liberty recounted through her mother Jeanette's interpreting. Liberty is deaf and says she could not hear the woman asking where to find an item in the store, and then the scene turned violent. Liberty, who also has vision loss, remembers kneeling down to straighten out a shelf and felt the knock out of nowhere.
Wait, that nigga's name is Liberty?
Yeah.
Jesus fucking Christ. All right.
Yeah. She doesn't have peripheral vision, so she's really focused on her work, explains her mother, Jeanette. She doesn't always notice people beside her. Liberty, who uses American Sign Language with family and friends, communicates with shoppers by writing on a pad of paper. After the woman got her attention, Liberty says she pointed her in the direction of what she needed, but Liberty carried the blow with her. How the fuck you just punch somebody because they're deaf and they can't hear you? Like, what the fuck kind of asshole?
You already wanted to punch somebody. You're already a violent fucking piece of fuck. Emperor William.
Yes.
Handle this.
The upside, if you will, of the story is that Publix actually tried to find out who it was and they went through the cameras, but they couldn't identify the woman. But her workplace was actually being supportive.
Wait,
so.
Publix?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's one of our reusable shopping bags.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Publix.
Oh. Well, this is in Virginia, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Publix, they give their employees, like, stock options and shit. They play, the homegirl Anne, like, she had her own pretty nice fucking two-bedroom apartment off of her Publix joint by herself, no roommates.
Nice.
Yeah, man, like, but, you know, Publix, it's still capitalism, but you can get a couple more little dollars in your pocket.
Speaking of capitalism, did you know that capitalism prevents monopolies from existing?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. It's a fact-based fact.
And that's why Comcast has formalized its bid of $31 billion for Sky, a European broadcaster, in a move that sets up the battle royale between two U.S. powerhouses, Comcast and 21st Century Fox.
Fuck, that's who we're going through is Comcast. Xfinity.
Yes.
Ah,
so they're going to own everything in Europe. Either them or Fox is going to own everything in Europe. Let's see what happens. The U.S. Cable and Entertainment Company Wednesday formally offered to pay $12.50 a pound or $17.45 American per share for Sky, topping a previously agreed bid of $10.75 or $15 per share from Rupert Murdoch's Fox.
Wait, so Fox News in particular. Okay, so not Fox, the station with the Simpsons and all that shit and the Super Bowl.
I think they own everything.
Fox News does?
It's 21st Century Fox. They own Fox News and the Fox Channel.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
So it's either pretty much going to go to Fox or Comcast, which is awesome that the free market has prevented a monopoly from existing. Should also be interesting because net neutrality protections are ending soon. And they already said that Comcast already said they're putting in fast lanes that cost more for internet access and media access. So Just so you know, that's what's happening.
And let us see known. I gotta get the I told you so in the soundboard again. I had it in the old soundboard. It's not in the new one. But, like, it's the cool thing now to pretend you gave a fuck about net neutrality some years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And the niggas always be like, the Obama-era protections. Pay attention to that language and pay attention to that specific wording. Obama-era protections, not Obama protections, because Obama appointed Tom Wheeler,
mm-hmm.
who I think Comcast was the company that he was fucking with, and yeah. Tom Wheeler was anti-net neutrality, and Obama appointed him,
yeah.
and who got it stopped? Those fucking Bernie bro alt-left activizers.
And Ajit Pai also snuck in under Obama's era.
Yeah, niggas be acting like that shit just started with Trump. That shit was... That was under Barry shit. And Barry shit, that's just a fucking figurehead. That's why, what was it, like, the day of or the day after the Trumple Stiltskin inauguration,
mm-hmm.
there was a fucking a raid somewhere that killed an 8-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, with a fucking drone strike, and they were like a botched raid or a failed mm-hmm. raid. Like, why do you think it happened then? It was already planned.
Yeah, it wasn't just one girl, though. It was, like, 15 people.
But because the 8-year-old girl was related to, Anwar Alaki?
Yes.
Yeah, Anwar. So that's, like, that's 3 people that fucking are related and got murdered by McMurrican drone strikes by the same fucking Pentagon under no matter which administration, no matter who the fuck is it, no matter who the Electoral College put in, all right? It wasn't Bernie Bros or Jill Stein voters like Phoenix Kaleeder here, Jill Stein voter. It wasn't them. It's the Electoral College that did that.
Which is still, like, pissing me off. I'm still, like, I actually just saw someone tweeting about it again today. Like, fucking, but Hillary won the popular vote. Nigga, so dismantle the goddamn Electoral College. Nigga. If the popular vote matters so much to you, fucking dismantle that shit.
Nah, the Electoral College, that might be a gateway to getting rid of superdelegates. Can't do that. Can't do that, yeah.
These niggas. All right, I think I have 2 more stories and then, like, the story.
Yeah.
All right, so Paterson or Paterson? There's only one T. Paterson, New Jersey.
If it's one T, I'd say Paterson.
All right, so a Paterson police officer has been arrested after allegedly dealing heroin, crack, cocaine, and marijuana from his squad car.
Get you a man that can do all 4, I guess. What the fuck?
Ruben McAusland,
yeah,
age 26, of Paterson, is charged with distributing and possessing with the intent to what the fuck? Oh, okay. He's charged with distribution and possession with the intent to distribute.
My bad. I know a nigga from New Jersey. It might be Paterson. My bad.
Paterson? Yeah,
it might be.
The wording of this is, like, messing me up. So you can be charged with possession with intent to distribute and distribution?
Wait, what? Attempting and doing it.
Yeah.
So I tried to do it and I did it.
Yes.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Charge
him. So he's charged with possession with intent to distribute and charged with distribution multiple times between October 2017 and April 28, according to U.S. Craig Carpenito. The alleged drug sales for which McAuslin is charged were made to an individual who was cooperating with law enforcement. He allegedly sold 35 grams of marijuana, 48 grams of heroin, 38 grams of cocaine, and 31 grams of crack for $50. You can buy 31 grams of crack for $50?
I don't know.
What the fuck? That doesn't seem like a lot of money.
I don't know. I don't know the crack game.
But of course, he probably just stole it from police evidence anyway, so it was free for him, so whatever.
Or confiscated it.
Yeah.
From actual people on the street.
Yeah.
But then left a little bit with him so he could arrest him for that.
He also twice sold a pound of marijuana to the informant, charging $2,500. Okay. In a recorded meeting January 24th, 2018, McAusland allegedly sold the second pound of weed and told the buyer, "Yo, I had a big bust, but we had too many bosses there." Ah, he is stealing it from crime scenes. Fucking told ya. We had like 50 vials of crack cocaine. Then on February 9th, McGosland allegedly went to the cooperating witness's residence in his police car to discuss the sale of pills made from heroin. The fuck? All right. McGosland allegedly gave the witness 4 heroin pills to sample and then sold the person 57 heroin pills for $7 each and then sold the witness 88 more heroin pills for $600. An attorney for McGosland could not immediately be reached for comment.
Tally logo, hashtag good cops.
And then, like, I just like how, like, the last thing in here, two Patterson officers were charged April 11th with searching cars without justification and pocketing items, including cash. Jonathan Bustillos, 28, and Yudi Ramos, 31, of Patterson, are both suspended without pay. They didn't have jack shit to do with this story, but they still made it the last fucking line, just so you know. Like, good cops.
Gotta kill the cops, man. God, like, if you're a cop killer, you're a good person. Go out and do it. Like, you should definitely kill cops. And it doesn't matter what, like, they're, like, black, white, brown, ambiguously brown. Kill them all. Go kill the cops. Like, if you're thinking about doing it, go do it. It's a fair deal. Like, you're a good person.
You can't actually encourage people to do that.
I didn't.
Good.
I'm a comedian.
You are a comedian. Satire. You're hilarious.
Hey!
We're so funny on this show. All right. One more story before my final story. Women in Texas prisons are denied same academic and job training opportunities as incarcerated men.
Yo, that's fucking really bad, Ben. That's really bad.
Actually, it is, because the men who only have a list of 21 professions. So, yeah, they don't have a lot of choices themselves.
And I was listening to Black Agenda Radio, Tuesday morning this week, in Black Agenda Radio with Nellie Bailey and Glenn Ford. Mm-hmm. And they were talking about how in New Jersey and New York, they investigated and found that they were taking away education for job opportunities from black men and giving them to white men.
Of course they were.
You know, like, shit where you can be, like, a plumber.
Yeah.
A machinist. Things like that, where you can get out and get, like, a $25 an hour joint. You know, and making sure that white men have those over black men.
Yes. Which, actually, they kind of touch on that here. Mm-hmm. So they talk about incarcerated men who have a list of 21 professions to choose from can walk out of prison as a certified welder, cabinet maker, or computer technologist. Women only get 2 career certifications in Texas prisons. Office administration and culinary arts / hospitality management.
Welcome to the patriarchy, baby!
This report also notes disparities in education, technical training, and rehabilitation programs offered to incarcerated women. Lindsay Linder.
Jesus
Christ. That's her name. All right, Lindsay Linder. Lindsay Linder, a policy attorney with the criminal justice group behind the report, said the disparity shows how a male-dominated system ignores the needs of incarcerated women, who happen to be the country's fastest-growing population behind bars.
A male-dominated system says fuck women across the board and everything.
What?
It's not just that.
No, it's not just that.
Who's your favorite WNBA player? All right, then. You got their shoe? Bet you got a pair of Jordans. Motherfucker.
Yes. Jeremy Diesel, a spokesperson for the Texas Department of Criminal Justice, who initially refused to comment for the story, finally said the state has been expanding female programming and continues striving to expand female access to programs.
We expand it for them females, cuz we like females. Know what I mean?
Diesel disputed some of the report's findings. For example, the report notes men can earn up to a master's degree behind bars, while women can only attain an associate's degree. Diesel said late Tuesday that women in a few facilities can get a bachelor's degree.
Yeah, because men are masters and women can associate with them.
Basically. We're even creating a position to oversee female programs. Part of the issue is the small number of female units makes a specific challenge in offering the same range of programming as male offenders have because there's so many more male-only institutions. Literally, he just said we can't train prisoners for work after prison because there's not enough prisoners. What the fuck? What the fuck?
This is your show notes. I don't have to deal with this.
I don't have to deal with this. I should not have to deal with... Nobody should have to deal with this. How about prison abolition? How about that?
Oh, and there go, and where that nigga Scotty Reed at? Prison abolitionist. Scotty Reed and all them niggas.
Scotty Reed is a prison abolitionist?
Oh yeah, him and his niggas, like they have really like Tando radio show. Mm. Like they're very, very useful information. Good okay. stuff. Good stuff.
Alright, so we got through all that bullshit to get to this bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah. So California killer, ex-cop arrested in serial murder and rape cold case.
Cold case. Okay, cold case, so they brought it back up.
Mm-hmm. Joseph James D'Angelo, age 72, is who police say fits the description of an elusive California killer, was arrested last night. The decades-long hunt for a masked gunman dubbed the Golden State Killer while he terrorized California during the 1970s and 80s is now over, declared police Wednesday. Joseph James D'Angelo, 72-year-old former police officer, was arrested at his suburban Sacramento home and is being held without bail. He was taken into custody on a warrant out of Ventura County for two murder charges, but police believe he has killed a dozen people, committed more than 45 rapes, burglarized 120 homes during a 12-reign year of terror.
That nigga's trying to hit them Bill Cosby numbers. Yo, Sacramento is the Florida of California.
Seriously. Mm-hmm. We all knew that as a part of this team, we were looking for a needle in a haystack, but we knew the needle was there, says Sacramento County District Attorney Anne Marie Schubert.
Confusing metaphor.
In a news conference with Sheriff Scott Jones and other law enforcement officials, we found the needle in the haystack, and it was here in Sacramento. Jones said they used, quote, discarded DNA to confirm that D'Angelo was their man. All they went through was garbage. And arrested him in his modest home in Citrus Heights. He did not explain what they meant by discarded DNA, but you know what they're talking about, right? When they go through your fucking garbage and like, oh, he drank out of this cup or he peed on this. Let's just, you know, because trash is public property.
This is a tangential program. Going through the garbage to find someone's mail. When my first 18 months in the foster care house, like, 2 years, 2 years. First mm-hmm. 2 years in the foster care house, one of the things we used to do, our household, because there were so many fucking foster care kids in the foster care house, it created a massive ass load of garbage.
Yes.
And our dumpster in the alley would fill up way before garbage day. Mm-hmm. So we had to do what was taking the garbage down the alley and throw it in someone else's dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, we started filling up other dumpsters. So Damn. There was an abandoned building at the time that we would just go there and just throw the garbage bag on top of the building. And we did that so Damn. Long that we had a gang of garbage up there. And then a fucking, some Christian nigga, and they bought the building and made it a church. And actually made it a church and eventually made it a private Christian school. And the nigga knocked on our door one day and was like, so we went through the garbage bags and this was the address in most of the envelopes. Can you stop throwing your garbage up there?
They went through the garbage, though?
And because I was the one that answered the door, I just said no. And I closed the door. Because... like, when I was in foster care, I was frustrated. Like, I became an old man in foster care. But, like, I was just pissed off at everything all the time. And I was just like, no. That's like,
Wait, what did they say, though?
Oh, you just asked us to stop doing it.
But what did he say when you told him no?
I closed the door. I don't know. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. Like, okay. And another knock on the door that was similar to that. Let me check those decibelities. Another one was a knock on the door, and it was one of my fellow cis black males.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, my brother was a cop. That's a fun way to start it, right? My brother was a cop.
No.
And right here on 23rd and L Street, and our house was on that corner, kinda, because on that corner actually was another church that Well, actually, where do I get it? From a well, actually. And there was a church that was run by a crackhead. Literally, I actually sold that nigga crack. Like, an actual crackhead was the pastor of that church. And and that was on the actual corner. And so we're right there. We're the house behind that church on 23rd and L Street, Hilltop, Tacoma. Address 2149 was the address. And then they knocked on the door. My brother was a cop, and he was murdered by gang members who graffitied around his dead body, and they stripped him naked and left him there, and that's how he was found. And I'm trying to put together a community action against this kind of violence against cops. And I said no, and closed the door. Because fuck you.
That's a good time to close the door and say no.
Fuck your cop brother, nigga. That shit was in 1996.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Good stuff. I should fucking start a separate podcast called The Foster Care House. I got some stories.
You do.
Yeah.
All right. So back to this. So, D'Angelo was charged with two counts of murder in the March 1980 killings of Lyman and Charlene Smith. The charges include special circumstances of multiple murders, murder during the commission of a rape, and murder during the commission of a burglary. They're just charging this nigga with everything. All right, I'm not mad, though. But few details have been released about the suspect, a Navy vet. Oh, was he ever deployed? I bet we know what he did when he was deployed. Who was also an officer in police departments of two small cities in California, Exeter and Auburn, during the 1970s. He was fired from the Auburn job in August 1979 for shoplifting. Fine.
That nigga just does everything. Like, you're murdering and raping people and shoplifting. Fuck it. Pack a top ramen, Snickers bar. What's
actually
your fucking deal?
A hammer and dog repellent.
What the fuck? That's like shopping at Walmart at 2 a.m. A hammer and dog repellent. That's like when I went shopping at Walmart one morning and I needed shit for upstairs because we lived in a you know what? I'll say it on some petty bourgeois shit. At that particular time, I was trying to be petty bourgeois. So I was getting some fancy shit to decorate the upstairs. My niece had a project due for school, so I got supplies for that. And we needed a whole bunch of toilet paper. And I wanted to get a little bit of groceries. So I walk up to the counter with that. I need construction paper, magic markers, tape, glue, glitter, chicken, hamburger meat, toilet paper.
Yes.
That's that 2 a.m. Walmart shit.
Yeah, so he was fired from one police job for shoplifting a hammer and dog repellent, but investigators are still not sure whether he raped or killed anybody while on duty. We're trying to fill in a lot of gaps in his life, said the sheriff. We don't have the full picture yet. At the news conference was Bruce Harrington, whose brother Keith Harrington and sister-in-law Patrice Harrington were beaten to death in August of 1980 at their Dana Point home. They were newlyweds. After the couple were killed, Harrington bankrolled an initiative passed by California voters in 2004 that mandates collection of DNA samples arrested. What? Wait. If you get arrested for a felony, not convicted, you have to give your DNA to the state. Okay, so I understand your family got killed and that's fucked up, but you don't gotta fuck up everybody else's civil rights for that shit, okay? All right.
Civil rights? Niggas ain't got no fucking civil rights. That is pretend. And in the archive chat room, winesellermedia.com on the Facebook's tally logo said, guess that school was trash. Talking about the Christian school where we threw the garbage bags on top. And the goddess of irony is going to fuck with you, tally loco, my nigga. with the foster care kids that were smaller that I was taking care of, they were biologically related to the person that ran the foster care house. So she sent them to that school. And I actually got put on the set going to pick them up from school. Like one day.
Mm-hmm.
Like where it's just like, fuck it. Like, you know what? Like I saw that nigga Dope Pusher. And and that nigga Lil Ice Mike up in the alley, and they were just like, nigga, you always in the hood, nigga, always putting it down, nigga, get put on the set. And I was just like, yeah. Yeah, and just, you know, and just scrap for 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And you get down with the set, and then you start your fucking, your activism with the set. And my particular activism, I said in many episodes of this program, was beating the shit out of convicted sex offenders that moved into our neighborhood. Giving them a little incentive to find another residence.
Yes.
Tangent. Yes. In the wine cellar. What else happens in this article?
All right. So D'Angelo, who was also dubbed the East Area Rapist and the original Night Stalker, was blamed for crimes in California from 1974 to 1986. Victims were ranged in age from 13 to 41.
The East Area Rapist.
Yes.
So he played it by ear. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
E-A-R.
So the interesting thing, do you know why they took this out of cold cases and started researching again?
Because there were niggers involved.
No.
And Jews.
No.
Hispanics.
No.
Arabs.
No.
Chinese.
No.
Japanese.
No. Well, actually, you know what? Her last name was McNamara. Maybe. All right. So, Michelle McNamara.
I thought that was Irish.
I don't know.
McNamara's not Irish?
I don't know.
McNamara's Irish. I don't actually know.
Do you know who Michelle McNamara is?
Hell no.
Patton Oswalt's wife that passed away.
Get the fuck out of here.
Wrote a book called I'll Be Gone in the Dark about the case because she was fascinated with the case, and Patton Oswalt had it published after she died. And that's how they pulled it from cold cases to back to the front, and then that's when they started going through DNA and they found the guy.
So, like Hannibal Buress, you got taken down by a comedian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Police noted he covered his trail very well, but did not account for DNA technology.
I can dig it.
Yeah. So we will obviously follow that case, but again, while working as a cop for several years, was raping, murdering, stealing, beating people to death. So, hashtag good cops, doing what they do. You know, so maybe if, you know, somebody is a victim of a crime and they don't want to report to police, remember that this is the police. So, you know, people might not want to report, and that's okay.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All right.
This is winecellarmedia.com. You may be subscribed to the podcast audio in your iTunes, your Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, Last FM, Google Play, Podkicker, not Spotify. Because fuck that. Spotify wants you to pay extra money to get your shit in, like Podbean or whatever the fuck it is, to get your shit in their shit. And but maybe you found the podcast audio. The Facebook Live is on winecellarmedia.com. On the Facebooks, winecellarmedia.com is a website, of which they took offline for $15. Paid the $15, got it back online, and have all our archives available. And you should also check out the homies at Actify Chat.
Yes.
Go on your YouTube application or tab on your laptop or desktop computer and subscribe to Actify Chat. They're really dope. Like, basically, imagine us, but calm.
And slightly more professional.
Calm and slightly, slightly more professional. Nigga. Nigga.
I still want to read that email, too. Like, oh. I was like, that's what we do. Nigga, yeah. You made us sound good.
Telling you, Actify Chat is really dope. They're of ActifyPress.com. Check out that website. Check out their content. They publish books. Phoenix Kalita has a book deal with them, and she's going to be working on that after we get done with getting her out of this job and moved out of this apartment.
Yes.
All right, and you can help us keep this shit going. Remember, like, we fund this shit through you. Like, we have a separate microphone popper stopper, microphone cover, microphone stand for Phoenix Kalita because of you folks that hit up the patreon.com/winecellarmediafund or the paypal.me/phoenixandwilliam. Like, we fund the wine cellar through you. Like, I used to do fundraisers for shit, like a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Like, but the next wine cellar laptop to help us broadcast when we move, it's just going to come straight out of the Wine Cellar Media Fund. Like, we won't have to do a separate fundraiser.
Right.
Because folks hit up the shit. So we're going to move into either a three-bedroom apartment or a two-bedroom house where the basement or the attic can be the recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
Or a townhouse where also the basement or attic will be the recording studio. And we'll keep bringing this content and make it doper, flyer, more crispy, more fresh. But you'll have the same fucking attitude. Like, we'll never come on here on some MSNBC shit. We'll never come on here being partisan hacks like fucking Imani Gandhi, Anoa Changa, or Joyanne Reed, or any of these fucking partisan hacks. We're not gonna bring you that shit. You're gonna get real leftist nigga shit. Right? Because a lot of leftist
it's
shit,
gonna be nigga shit yeah.
is not nigga shit.
Right.
Right? Because, like, left, and by nigga shit, I mean like us belligerent gangster rap type nigga shit, the way we cover this stuff, right? Like Benjamin Dixon used to be a leftist, but he was never on some nigga shit.
Mm-hmm.
I
honestly, even among like black leftists, I don't know no niggas.
Yeah. White, you know, African Americans.
Right. I know black Americans who happen to be leftists. I ain't know no leftist niggas.
Niggas.
Like, also, Michael Wright says, us niggas is professional.
We professionally niggified. And that's actually the name of one of my songs is Niggified. And a quote from that song was, OJ started a revolution. Like,
damn.
Niggas. Like, who's this leftist? Like, Katie Halper's a leftist, but not a nigga.
Right.
Quite literally. Jimmy Dore, the same. Leftist, but not. We bring leftist. We are the gangster rap of black podcasts.
I think we're just the gangster rap of podcasts, period.
Yeah.
Like, really.
All right. So, paypal.me/PhoenixandWilliam, patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. I need to eat a food and rest because I am in between 12-hour shifts because I think my fucking boss at work doesn't even consider whether or not second shift needs my help. He just habitually asks me to stay for overtime, and fuck yeah, I'll take it because I'm poor. So I will work 60 hours a week.
Capitalism success story. And you, too, for a mere 60 hours a week, can put yourself into an early grave.
Aw, damn. Dora Loco just came on at the end of the joint. Dora Loco. My nigga, check it out. Like, if you got iTunes or you have a smart device, you can download Stitcher Radio or any of these applications where you get a podcast. Subscribe to The Black Podcast with Wine Cellar Media so you can catch the archive because we're wrapping up. All right? And that should be that.
Michael Wright said you looking slim.
I'm looking slim. I got on a baggy shirt. And also, points to the blue collar of things. You see this here shirt I got on? 2004. I'll wear the same clothes forever, nigga. Like, most of my shit in the closet is old as fuck. And then I have the nerve.
To be mad when it finally fucking tears and falls apart?
Tears all the shit.
How dare this thing I've had for 15 years die on me?
Yeah, a pair of Levi's I got in 2005 for work, and I wore them to and for work since 2005, and then one day I bend down to pick up a pallet because I work in a factory, and the crotch split like halfway to the knee. And that was in the first hour of the day. The first hour of a 12-hour day, my pants split from the crotch. This is how life is when you're blue collar, my nigga. Alright, Facebook Live, I gotta end it. Y'all have a fucking good one. And let's go ahead and end podcast audio.
Yep.
You father muckers.
Father muckers. You are so rude to the audience.
Father muckers is from Brother Lynch songs and videos. Like when his songs would go to video or radio, he would re-record the audio and make motherfucker father mucker.
Mm.
So that actually comes from actually, comes from Brother Lynch Hung, Sacramento.
Oh, so rap, you say?
Dat gum. Some say horrorcore. I say Brother Lynch is just, he's that fucking guy. All right. And have a good one, podcast audio, Fothermuckers.